Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the end of the year.
We have a great show for you today, and we are talking about a new year and new beginnings. It is a time of breaking out of old patterns, of moving beyond diagnosis to one's own definitions. And so I'm seeing that we are all collectively stepping into new levels, and we're going to be talking about what's happening from the perspective of consciousness. I like to see that we are all experts in our own lives, and as consciousness, you are doing the stepping forward. What are your perspectives on this, Janet?
I totally agree. I also like to bring in reflection, because that helps set the tone of where we are, because I think so often people get lost and it's like, now just a minute, things are different. And we have to have a way to mark that. So it's like, this was this, this is now. Future isn't set yet because the now has changed from what it was. And so I do like to bring reflection in. I think a lot of people do. That's why we have the top 10 lists of the year and those events we remember. And with all that excitement about what is possible, the potential of something new is, okay, comes out of that appreciation of where we've been.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now, before we go too deep in this, we naturally, Jen and I, this is our topic, and then we will drop into a deeper awareness of heart and of consciousness, and we'll be doing that in just a minute. We'll be telling you about what we're doing as we're doing it. We just have a few things to that are coming up to let people know, and also we would like to let you know that we'd love to hear from you. Email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com with your questions and suggestions, and we're going to respond and answer them on the air.
And we don't consider time to be a stagnant concept. For us, it is fluid when we do consciousness technologies. And so wherever and whenever you're hearing this, you're part of the mix that we all are. And Joan and I have a skill level to monitor that. And so we're going to be paying attention. And as she described, we're going to join together in what we would call heart space or unified consciousness. And wherever you are, the part of you that's listening can participate. Whatever time you're in and listening will participate. And it all comes together in this wonderful hour we're going to spend and celebrate the passing of the old into the new.
Yes, and you like the old into the new, and I'm all about new.
It's new.
Like, what's happening now, and we are making changes. So,
right.
So a couple things we should let folks know. Our websites. You have a groovy new website, and
I got
a special deal for people if they go there.
Right. I write weekly, as Joan does, and if you'd like to be part of that and receive that, you can subscribe on my new website, www.janetandbeyond.com, and get yourself subscribed, and I'll give you a $25 discount off your first session with me, and session, appointment, whatever you like, and we'll have some fun together. New ways to look at old stuff. So there you go.
And I have a bunch of things on my website. My website is joan-newcomb.com. newcomb.com. That's newcomb.com. And you can go there and you can get some free tips for holding your own. Right now it's holding your own during the holidays, but it's going to be like holding your own during all these changes. Right now I have a Secrets of Manifestation and Transformation. It is a webinar series that is really complete, and it has some really accelerating techniques for you to step up into this awareness of consciousness and start to consciously take mastery of your life. I also do sessions. I do matrix sessions, energy sessions, and I do readings, and I have a coaching practice, and all of that is detailed on the site. And I have a couple of books that are on Kindle right now. So you can order them all at joan-newcomb.com.
So we got good stuff, and she's good at what she does, everyone. We were just playing around this morning. So we help each other all the time, and we let consciousness be real. We let being in accessing what is the essence and authentic place within us, and how change can happen when you go there. So we're going to do that with all of us today.
Oh, yeah, and I'll give Janet a plug as well. Janet is a phenomenal healer. She and I have been friends now for at least eight, nine years.
Yeah.
And so the stuff that you've done has been amazing. And what's so fun about working with you is that you and I share a similar perspective, and we are both passionate about getting this message out. But what is so interesting is that we're so opposite on how we do it, you know.
Well, we're broad spectrum, right? That's what we bring to play, is that there's all, you know, all roads lead to Rome, if you're going to go with that. There's so many different ways to get there. And that's what makes it interesting. And so we know that together we present a bigger option for people, and we're not too focused and hard set about how things have to be. And that's the joy of when you do use consciousness technologies. There's lots of great disciplines out there. There's lots of great practitioners in all kinds of different things. And I think what we share, Joan, is our ability to create together and make it real. Right. And it's, all of us can do our work alone. But when you add the power, you multiply the power by another, and you apply those that are really focused on it, magic happens, which is what we're inviting our listeners to participate in. So we have lots of ways to play, and it is play, right? For both of us, it's about play. And that's important to us.
Yes, because my awareness is that when you are operating from greater awareness, when you're operating as consciousness, it is a playful experience. It is a joyful experience. It is fun. It is filled with amusement. It's so much easier to be amused if you're operating as consciousness, because there is no time or space, but there's also no life or death. So it's really, you're not bogged down with the seriousness of that. You know,
well, it's the cosmic joke, right?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, I'm so taken with what I would call the cosmic joke, is how you can be this and how you can be that at the same time. And that doesn't make any sense in our human reality. But when you look at it from a place of consciousness, you know, there you are, and you're pretty funny. So,
when you're operating from the body level, I sort of see it as the bottom of the fish tank level. When your body is very preoccupied with whether it's going to live or die, and it's in this really finite. It's like, is this going to kill me? So you can. It's a kind of a navigational tool you can have. Is that if you're taking something really seriously, if you're taking it really life and death, and it's like the world is ending this moment, you know that that's your body perspective, but that's not the essence of who you are. That's not your consciousness. That's not you as consciousness, because that is an expansive and wonderful and that is that level of amusement that we're talking about. And so, you know, we're getting to this point in the show where we have Janet take us into that awareness of consciousness, and we will hold the space for you during the show, and we will discuss these topics that we have on the show. And today we'll be talking about the new beginnings and the new year and what's going on right now on the planet.
And
we'll be doing it from consciousness.
And we want to make sure that people are aware that we're doing this with respect. We're not looking to downplay the seriousness that so many of us experience in life. It is life and death, right. Often, right?
Well, we're not dissing the pain.
Yeah. What we're doing is we're offering warmth, support, non-judgment, the state of grace that we all hold within us someplace inside that is common to all of us. It is what consciousness is, and it doesn't judge. It is supportive in that it allows you to have whatever you've decided is consciousness to experience. So it's not saying you can't do this, or there's no judgment in it. And most of us do not have an experience of non-judgment. And we have an experience of judgment. And then that puts you into duality with judgment, non-judgment, et cetera, et cetera. And we're really looking to be free of that kind of way to experience ourselves. So Janet, we always do this with respect. Yep.
So, Janet, why don't we, let's stop for a real quick commercial break. And then when we come back, you can take us into this expanded experience.
Oh, it would be my delight. Okay, everybody. Right. We'll see you in a moment.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, along with Janet, and we are talking about New Year, New Beginnings.
Old Year, New Beginnings.
So how, Janet, before launching into the conversation, this is the point where you lead us into a deeper awareness of consciousness.
Okay, everybody. So just notice whatever you're doing is fine. It's nice if you have time to sit on your pillow and take a break or sit on the toilet and listen to us. It doesn't really matter. What we want to do is invite you to join us in going within yourself, into your essence, your core of where consciousness is really at for all of us. So this isn't a mind game. This is a sense of being united in your emotional integrity, your ability to reason, etc. So no matter what you're doing, just let yourself notice that. And the other part of you that is willing and wants to play along with us, we invite you to just drop in. And how we're going to do that is just picture an elevator. And you're going to bring your awareness down. You're going to get into the elevator and see it says heart floor. This makes it really simple. Heart floor, push the button, the doors close. You ride the elevator down to heart floor. And we're saying that it has a location of where you hold your heart to be, your physical heart. That's lovely. So just allow the doors to open. And you're going to step into this lobby, this antechamber. And this is where we reference heart as the emotional heart. This is your, and we're going to notice what that is. And you're going to see colors, you're going to see things, you're going to see nothing. It doesn't really matter. It's just information. And all of this is from a place that we are just inviting ourselves to pay attention and not judge. We're inviting ourselves to appreciate the relaxation that comes where you don't have to judge. You're safe. You're secure. That place within you that doesn't hold for any other resonation than that. And just notice what it's like to be in that lobby space. Don't have to be attached. Don't judge it. Just notice what might be there. And then you're going to see the big doors. And as you go into through the big doors, there we are into the sense of heart that is the core of all the essence. Unified consciousness. And in this place and in this space is the expansiveness of what is possible. It is where potential is real. And potential is important when we play with consciousness because it is how we change or play with the patterns of how we are showing up in our lives. So those stories, the myths, the patterns that seem to play over and over as a theme song in your life, this is where you introduce potential and things can be different. So we're not having to fix anything or judge anything. We're just allowing ourselves to play. And if this could be that, what if it could be that? And if it could be that, what if it could be that? And all of a sudden, you're just in this state where you're just fuzzy photons in motion. And fuzzy photons references to photons of light that we think are something and somewhere. And if we really, truly could take that quantum microscope and look, it's really a cloud of possibilities. It's a cloud of photons. And our act of observing makes it so, makes something show up. And all of it is the act of observing, and it can be different. And if it's not this photon this time, it's another photon that time. And all of a sudden, you're into possibilities. So we are the scientists within ourselves, observing ourselves. And as consciousness, it's the big picture. It's how we show up and observe everything. So we're just going to invite you to be in this place as we end our year in order to begin a new year. We look and see what you notice out here. So here we go, Joan. What are we going to play with?
Well, we were looking at this is a time of new beginnings, and it is a time of breaking out of old patterns, about moving beyond diagnosis to one's definitions. And you know what? That's not necessary. That's not a seasonal thing. It's not locked into a particular date or time. It is. We are continually going through evolution, and we will notice at times where there are. It's more noticeable. The changes that are happening. You look around and everybody is in an expansion period. You know, but it's not locked into linear time. So what I am noticing that in general that everyone is stepping up to a new level of growth and change. And what I notice specifically is that each of us are becoming more in charge of our own lives, more the authority of our own lives. Now, you might individually not be feeling that at this moment because, you know, your life could be collapsing. You know, you could be like, you could have just been laid off and your partner just left you and, you know, something died and all these horrible things could be going on and you might be in excruciating pain, yet that is part of the spiritual remodel that you're going through, that you are actually expanding into something more magnificent. So there is light at the end of the tunnel when that's happening. It doesn't feel good at the moment.
I think we really have to value all the steps. There can be steps. You know, we totally support instantaneous shift. But we also appreciate that for some reason, because we've got this physicality, and some have referred to it as a meat suit, so I don't know about that one, but that there is process time, there's maturation, there's decline, there's all these stages that are involved in there. So we have to give ourselves the space to renew. And I think really that's what this this man-made concept of what time is that we all collectively buy into invites that. That's that renewal time. We see it in the seasonal. We see things are going under the surface. And so we're celebrating all that in lots of different ways. I think what I'm also catching, Joan, is I heard someone say, hey, I don't feel that elevator ride. So I'm going to offer for those individuals that maybe are like, what is that, to just play with us. Another way to be in heart space or have that sense of it is a swimming pool. Climb down into the pool. The pool's empty, actually. You know how you climb down the ladder to the bottom of the pool and there's a drain down there? So if you feel yourself kind of stuck in your head, just open the drain up and go down. Oh, okay, there. That feels better. That was a slippery slide.
that's even deeper, but
yeah. Okay, so I think you got it.
You know, all the right. Other thing is the one of the specific things that I noticed with the elevator ride is that you mm-hmm. you not only take us down into heart, but you have us go through the foyer, through the lobby, in mm-hmm. it deeper. And mm-hmm. so for me, wherever you normally center from, it's a deeper and it's a step back. Mm-hmm. So my original training was centering in the center of the head, mm-hmm. really where the pineal gland is. But mm-hmm. you're back in the center of your head. You're not in your intellect. You're not in your mind. It is a step back. Mm-hmm. And you know, you can do that the same in your heart space. If you're in the surface part of your heart, you're in the world where it's rose-colored glasses and puppies and big-eyed paintings, you know. But if you step back, you have gone into this deeper universal expansion. Same thing is another place you can center is in your solar plexus, the area of the will. But if you step back, that's often where people are in touch with their intuition or their gut feelings. So mm-hmm. the significant thing that we're trying to tell people about accessing consciousness, if you will, is that it's a step back into something deeper and more infinite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like to give it a locality. The field of the heart actually is like two concentric circles, and it's much more bigger and powerful than what we think of as our mind and our ability to think about things. And that's about rationalizing and reasoning, and some of us do it well and some of us don't. But the field of the heart is like, I guess they say, like 5,000 times stronger. So you realize that you're really accessing core energy that is always there. We just develop around it and call it something and do it this way and contain it here and ignore it there. But it's within all of us, because consciousness is there before we were. So we just have developed this matrix.
So I need to stop you there, because you're mm-hmm. saying consciousness was there before we were. So mm-hmm. you know, I come from that we are consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
We are consciousness,
and we are consciousness.
Is the body personality.
Yes. So consciousness is there, and we are consciousness, right? Observing it. But before you and I were incarnated in this beingness that we're presently occupying, there was consciousness. So
I was conscious before I came into form.
Yes.
And I came into form as consciousness. So,
okay, but yeah, you're one variety of consciousness.
You and I are.
See, we're all consciousness, right?
Yes, we're consciousness.
So we're just experiencing that as in our different meat suits.
Right.
I don't know if we do play these word games, people. So just listen.
it's not a word game. It's a meaning. It's a meaning game. And yes, so that's just notice. And so this is the significant thing is how your reality shifts and changes when you step into the awareness of it as consciousness.
Right.
And an example I had. My original training was in metaphysics. It was in Eastern and Christian mysticism. And the techniques were predominantly clairvoyant techniques. And the difference that I have felt in doing the consciousness technology that you and I do is it was really like going from, old cartoons into CGI. You know, it's going from actually something that's like a cartoon into a hologram. Mm-hmm. So it's becomes three-dimensional and so much more expansive than just the energy work that I used to do. So it's like going from Newtonian physics to quantum physics. So when you're dropping people into heart space and you're having them, go through the foyer and into the back, that's where you're actually stepping into this, I can't remember the words you just used to describe it, but it's this incredibly multidimensional experience.
Well, I think what's important is bliss is accessible at any moment. And we get all these constructs set up that we have to, I have to meditate now and get my bliss. And, what we're talking about is really easily available. And we want to be operating from this place all the time. We don't have these, we lose more of our hard connection constructs when you're in this place. And right. we are seemingly walking back and forth many paths at the same time, and so potential becomes real. The idea that whatever I thought I was could be different is in this space. It's not in my mind where I've got rationalizing and reasoning taking place, because that doesn't make sense in that configuration. Logic has no place in potential. So you go, okay, well, what if that wasn't what I thought it was? Whoa, what does that open it up to? That is what you access in this place.
Yes.
And that is what's precious about being here. And it is a place that you and I look to operate a lot of our day out of. And still get things done, still be, It's not so much goal-oriented in this space. It's just about the wow. Like you described, right. This is the wow place. So for all of those of you listening, just notice if you have any sense of wow, what would that be like? And just maybe allow yourself to notice what might be possible. All that end of the year, right? And the new beginnings that's there that we're allowing ourselves to have meaning. Does that have meaning? I think when we talk about New Year's, you get into resolutions and this is the time I'll do this and this is the time I'll do that. And all of a sudden we've created a pressure zone here. And, maybe in our upcoming shows, we'll get into what being resolved works or how it works or how it doesn't work.
Well, there is somewhere we can go with that. Stepping out of the time space years, but in that people are entering into new phases of growth all the time. Mm-hmm. And we were talking the other day about how in breaking old patterns, people are also breaking out of their own definitions. People are going mm-hmm. through huge identity shifts, and we were talking about the usefulness of a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. There's a certain focus when you're doing consciousness technologies is that you don't want to hear a diagnosis because it solidifies mm-hmm. it into the mm-hmm. pattern that mm-hmm. disease or illness needs to take. But mm-hmm. there's a usefulness in having a diagnosis sometimes. People are sometimes relieved at having a diagnosis for their symptoms because then they know what they can do about it. So
right.
Sometimes having the diagnosis actually gives you permission to change it then, as opposed to it being mm-hmm. this whole collective of symptoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're tracking information in so many different ways, and it's just our attachment to the label, and we're questioning, and that's what we look at, is how when you get the diagnosis or the label of something, how that limits it and creates a focal point that that's what it is. And we're looking at information always and going, oh, okay, that's the way you seem to be experiencing it. Doesn't have to be that at all. So if it's you know your sore foot and you're like, well, there's lots of things that could be wrong with my foot and it's sore, and so you and the doctor have to go figure this out, and then you find out, oh, okay, there's a bone broken in there. Whoa, okay, that makes a difference. Then it could be that, but it also could be that broken bone came out a result of something else. And whatever was motivating or creating as consciousness within you is using this as an opportunity to express itself in some way. And we're always inviting that. So just because it looks and feels like a broken bone, does it have to hurt? No, because you and I have the ability to often take that hurt out of there. Oh, okay. Now I'm going to act like I don't have anything wrong with me. Ooh. Maybe I do need to take the time to readjust and allow for this shift to happen in me, whatever that's connected, whatever comes as a result of that. So we appreciate the diagnosis. It's the question of how you use it and what's your attachment to it. And then we're introducing those words like neutral, powerful, 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 being neutral to stuff.
Yes. So to me, neutrality is being able to respond in the present moment to something, and you haven't, it's like, oh yes, okay, this is a broken bone, but it doesn't mean, oh, my bone is broken and I'm in a lot of pain and then it's going to take me 6 weeks for it to get fixed.
Yeah.
And, you know, whereas you know, when you're in that sense of neutrality, it can, I remember hearing the story of somebody who does consciousness technologies, like, and she showed up at the emergency room and they did an X-ray and they showed it as a broken bone. And she said, could you come back in a half an hour? And they came back and did it again and it wasn't there. So, there must have been a mistake in the machine. But
yeah,
she had shifted it. So that actually brings up two different things, you know, about the body needs time and space to adjust to changes. Whereas when you're operating as consciousness, you can do things instantaneously. So there's a dance of working on both levels here, where the body needs to ease itself into change, as opposed to instantaneously creating change.
Well, and that brings up, well, the body needs time to change because we've all set that up. We create time. We created time as an anchor for consciousness, however long ago that happened, right? In our world, time is fluid. And so, you know, it's how you relate to these informations, and people go, you and I have seen and have tracked and worked with enough different people where we've seen just marvelous things happen, the unexpected happen. And you question whether that really happened. And the truth is, yeah, it really happened in the moment that you blinked. And then when you looked away and blinked, it did change, and then it blinked, and it changed again. And we play with that as our reality due to our training and our appreciation that consciousness is active. It's not a stagnant thing. And so all of those are in the potential of when you play with quantum mechanics, quantum physics. And I'm no expert at any of that, and I'll say that right now. I just know a little bit enough to change my reality, and I've done great things in the little bit that I can connect to and own for myself in that heart space. And so we want to invite people that as we end this year and you notice how you've maybe created some limits in your belief system, that we're going to just visit that, see that spot of potential up there. If you can see it, fine. If you can feel it, fine. If you don't have a clue to what I'm talking about, what if you did shift to that state of, well, if there was potential, what that would be like? And just notice what happens when you introduce it in this place to whatever it is you think is challenging you. there. It can be that quick. It can be that simple if you allow that to be your reality. And then what reality do we end the year and begin another year? And this is what the defining, that as we redefine ourselves, because you and I have been tracking a lot of stuff happening this last month for sure, haven't we?
Yes. And, you know, there's something, as consciousness, everything is happening at once. As everything is happening instantaneously, you know, mm-hmm. there aren't any past lives because they're all simultaneous. So, and that's from the perspective of consciousness, but the whole reason we've created this hologram of the planet and the different bodies and personalities is for the fun of the evolutionary process. You know, it's for the fun of going through these growth and change. I think we get caught up in wanting instantaneous change, you know, from that same sense of, immediate gratification.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we don't give time for shifts to happen in this reality. But, and so there is always continuous shifts. We're always going through a continuous sort of spiritual remodel, if you will. Mm-hmm. And the seasons are changing, years are changing. You keep referencing, you know, the New Year's. I'm thinking, yeah, this is great for someone who's listening to it live, but our show is accessible on podcast. So what if they're listening to this 6 months or 3 years from now? So to keep it into the realm of whenever you're listening to this, the topic applies to you.
And there is no time and space.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. There's no time and space, so it, whatever year you're in, whatever moment you're at.
And you are going through, if you're listening to this in a human body, you are going through some cycle of death and rebirth, or some cycle of some doors closing and something is opening. And so you're experiencing these patterns shifting and changing, and you're breaking out of the old ones, and you're stepping into something newer and greater. It really is about consciousness. I see that we have been more and more bringing consciousness into form. We're embodying more greater awareness and information. I was talking to my assistant this morning about it. I said, you know, think about the computers in the 1940s. And then, you know, think about, you know, the power of your phone. And think about the computer that powered the Apollo, first Apollo to the moon, had 8 gigabytes. It was 8 gigabytes powered the whole thing to the moon. So we are the awareness in the information, and the computers are becoming more and more savvy. Our bodies are becoming are going through upgrades to be able to embody us more.
I think that's very appropriate. I'm struck with how, you know, history is a marvelous awareness, because it gives indication of patterns and clues to patterns that are running that we sometimes in the moment aren't noticing how this is part of the pattern. We're just in our moment of awareness with it. And so you need all this information. And it's not so... We created the concept of time. And so there's ways that it's very limiting, and there's ways that it's very freeing, because in our reality, it's a fluid state. So it doesn't really matter when someone is listening to this. There is always something beginning and ending within us. And we all collectively say as in that time sense that, okay, this is now and something else is going to happen here. So we kind of set it up that, you know, in our state of consciousness, about consciousness and the dance we do with time, that things do begin and end, but it's not so much beginning and ending, but maybe as transforming, transmuting, and disembodied, embodied, disembodied, embodied, disembodied, embodied kind of a flow, that Mobius strip of how life really is showing up, as consciousness is showing up as life, and that dance that's happening all the time. And we don't hold awareness so much where we are with that, but we want to acknowledge it, and this is where we do it from. Let's notice that.
Yes.
There we go. How much time do we have left, do you think, Joan?
I have about 54 years. How about you?
Yeah.
Within this time and space for quantum reality. I'm going to psychically intuit that we have about 8 minutes left.
Okay. So what else do we want them to notice here before we come back out?
Well, I would like them to notice how they have been feeling during this time. Mm-hmm. Even, you know, you if you're anything like me, you're probably multitasking. You could be driving. You could be doing something else on your computer. But you're hearing this. You're hearing part of this. And you did feel an energetic shift when Janet brought you down to this area. And you might be, you are detecting something on a slightly different level while this is going on. And there's a variety of physical sensations it could be feeling like. Things could be brighter. Things could feel a little bit tingly. Things could feel a little more, like gravity's a little bit more real, a little bit heavier. What are some other sort of clues that they're in this heart space, this consciousness space, Janet?
Well, I think if people have a sense of confusion, they're probably in it. Right? Because it's like, what is that? And they're in it, and they're just not holding awareness that they're in it. And so all of this is about your level, our level of awareness. And if we play in the reality, so we're going to have a reality that says we can be paying attention and something different can happen and I don't have to pay attention to it and I can feel better. I bet people are noticing that they're breathing deeper. There's certainly that physical sense of it. They, whatever your senses are that you use, and think bigger than that. And if it was okay to notice something different, and you know, so often things are like flies when you flick them off and they're irritating. And it's really awareness tapping you going, pay attention. And you can relate to being within yourself in lots of different ways. A lot of people conditionalize being present here because of all the stuff that might happen if they speak their truth. Remembering, of course, that truth is illusionary at best. It is in its moment. Because it can be different from moment to moment. And what happens if I say my truth, if I speak up for myself? So a lot of people are not, don't have good association with being present to how they've had to rationalize or reason what they think their experience is. So we're going to invite everybody. Yeah, I think we need to come back out.
Yes.
Out now. All right, everybody. Just notice. Notice how you're experiencing information and this state, no matter how much this state is or isn't present in your awareness. What if we say that it is? And just notice what that feels like. And we're just going to invite you that this is always present in you, and you just need to bring this awareness down and into yourself or across yourself or access it. Whatever the words are, whatever the direction you go, that awareness is present. And just notice now as you come back and through to the lobby, looks a little different, I bet. Something else might have happened. And what if that's okay? Don't judge it. Just go, oh, okay. Because in the shift and change of adding potential to things, you can expect stuff to happen. So we invite you back to the elevator. Push the button for upward into what? I don't know. And just open those doors. Close the doors. Know that you're always here, because right now there's an artificiality to this. There's this, okay, now I have to come out of it. But the reality is that this is about expansiveness, that as you take a direction, you're just getting more expansive. So you don't ever really have to leave this state. What if this is just a seamless blend? So just let the doors, let the machine magic, however you set this up, work for you. And then if those doors go back open into whatever you consider your daily life to be, notice that it's almost fresh air there, or you're a little different in how you experience it. And we invite you to do this a couple times a day, just to get a sense that you develops within you. And we honor that in warmth, support, non-judgment, and how this visit here will make a difference.
So they can also just look around and notice the change now that you've brought them out of that space. I like to suggest that it's like street level. You've got your street. You've put your shoes back on and you're back out on the street.
Yeah, really. But maybe wear your loafers.
And you're still holding an aspect. You're holding the awareness. You haven't left your awareness behind. You're probably bringing a greater awareness to it. So it looks like we're coming up here. We have to stop for another commercial break, but stay tuned because we have a lot more information to tell you on the other side of the break.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm Joan Newcomb, and I'm here with Janet Barrett. Janet and I are leading-edge creators in the field of consciousness technology, and we have been talking about new beginnings, new patterns, changes in our evolution. We've been explaining to people about consciousness. We had an experience of being in heart space and in consciousness. And we have a lot more to cover. Anything else you wanted to chime in, Janet?
Yeah, don't get fixated about time. You know, we're working on so many levels. One way that we have a collective morphic field is about time, and this is 2:14 and becomes 2:15, and we don't want to limit that to, oh, that was then and this is now and I'm in the future and that's in the past and all that kind of stuff, because that's just really clutter. When you go back to heart and you just pay attention, and we're talking about things that end, seemingly begin someplace. You know, there's all different kinds of ways to navigate through being consciousness. And time is a helpful, and then sometimes it's not so helpful. So things come together, things come apart. Things come together, things come apart. And in the coming apart, the different potential is available. Things can happen that you didn't expect. Ooh, that's good. You really want different things to happen. And if you're in the neutral place of that in your day-to-day life, it's not always easy because you bump up against the schedule. and things have to happen now and then, and so you, that you can make plans and you can be at the right place where you think you want to be and you want to meet there. And that gets very restrictive, actually, in a lot of ways. So we want to do that from a place of heart awareness that says, oh, you know, I'm okay if I'm 5 minutes different than what I said.
Well, you know, what's so fun about that also is that when you are right in the present moment, you know, it's time can change, time can shift.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, when you've been absorbed in something, you know, you look up and you can't believe how quickly time has passed, but mm-hmm. you also know when you're, you know, when you're just, something is agonizingly boring, it's like time seems to move really slowly. So mm-hmm. Time is relative. Time is, you know, it is a morphic thing, and it, you know, seconds can last.
Time
forever.
Is when you meet your relatives.
Yeah.
So, your relatives, you know, that is, are focused on time, right?
Well, unless they're dead, and then they're operating yeah. different time space. And that was a very interesting, you know, both my parents died last year, and one died exactly a year ago. And it's interesting because they're on a different time space continuum now. But I was really feeling, I really feel them traveling on a different spiral than I am. And there's every once in a while our spirals meet. And that's when you mm-hmm. feel like the veil is thinner and you mm-hmm. can access them more clearly. So anyway, that's a whole other
conversation
coming up here. I wanted to let people know some different ways that they could get in touch with us. We are on Facebook, so you can go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group and join the fun. We'll have all sorts of announcements on there, and there are special opportunities. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is @JoanandJanet. You can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @JoanNewcomb, all run together like that. I have a lot of fun on Twitter as well. But these are ways that you can also ask us questions, and we can talk about them on the air. We'll give you a little, your 15 minutes of fame. We'll mention your name on the air. We've also talked about bringing selective people on the air. If you ask a really juicy question, we might actually, you know, we might actually have a clip of you on the air talking with us. So there's all sorts of possibilities out there,
and we're allowing them to show up. That's key. Yeah. We set a loose outline. That's what's always nice about outlines when you give a talk, right? And it allows for, oh, okay, just the reminder notice that you want to make sure you cover this, and then the story comes out, or the tale, or the figure, or whatever it is. And people really enjoy that because they see someone show up with the written script and they start following the script, and everyone starts to yawn because there's no spontaneity, there's no life to it, and it just becomes unbearable, this thing. And so we're asking that you take the page and you have a couple of things you have on there, and the rest of it you just let happen in regards to what is possible. And that's a great way to live. And we try and do it all the time. So it's a way that we invite you to celebrate life, be real, notice what you notice is a term that we use. And what do we mean by that? We want you to open up to potential, and that there are millions and trillions and billions of opportunities that surround you every day at any moment that you could take a different way. You could take a different path, and you'll see something different. You'll experience something different, and you'll wind up where you wanted to go, but how you got there was so enriching, and you go, whoa, well, that was interesting. And now you've broadened your sense of where and how to get around. And we like to do that, don't we, Joan?
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, for people who tuned in a little bit late here, how to get in touch with us. You can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. So it's not Conscious Conversations. That's too long for Gmail. It's Conscious with Joan and Janet, gmail.com. You can email us our suggestions. Janet loves to hear from you, too. Her email is janetb@janetandbeyond.com. And your website?
Is www.janetandbeyond.com. And please check it out for me. Give me some feedback on, was it easy to navigate on the mobile that you were using, on whatever platform it was, because we like the feedback and we like to have, I think it's called responsive, I don't know, technology. So it's nice to know when someone responds back. Anyway.
Right. And actually, if they sign up for your weekly writings, your weekly newsletter, they can actually get $25 off a session with you too.
Well, and that's not a bad deal. So that's a great way to end something and start something new is to allow yourself to play with it. And we'll invite you, both Joan and I, we do clients now and then, and we'd love to play with your stuff.
Janet would love to play with you.
Your stuff, yes.
And my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can go there and get tips for holding your own during the holidays. You can sign up for my newsletter, and you can also get my newest course, which is Secrets of Manifestation and Transformation. And you can also stay tuned. I'm going to have a brand new course starting in about a month, so all the new information is there. I've got books for sale on Kindle. There's one that is nonfiction, which is Mystic Musings, and there's also a fictional one, which is transformational and erotic. So you can go find out more about my books there as well.
Transformationally erotic transformation.
Sexiest transformation ever is the quote. Sexiest transformation, tapestry of time. Both on Kindle now, so that's the newest for me.
All right. And to all of you, we wish you whatever we can wish you that will allow you to enjoy life.
So let me see. We are sliding into home here. We want to thank you all for listening. Doesn't matter where or when you're listening to this, you are helping to co-create the show today. Your energies have shown up in this essence of presence to help co-create the show. So you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.